Let's go to the Griptite Foundation Repair Hotline as we're broadcasting here from Mullets today. Sports Fanatics on 1460 KXNO. One of the busier men in the Midwest right now.
I'd say.
It's weird to say this, but Chicago Bulls head coach Fred Hoiberg joins us. Fred, is that weird to be introduced like that, buddy?
You know what, guys? It's still a little surreal, I guess. Hearing that, but. I'm really excited. We had a great trip first week in Chicago with our family. We stayed right downtown, and you know, kids had a really good time coming over. Brand new practice facility over there that's under a year old now, and you know, really felt good to be over there, and then to get back here today and you know, be able to meet with the guys as a team, you know, and just you know, talk about everything and. You know, pretty emotional time here being back and talking to the guys, you know, one last time as a group, you know, it was tough. But, you know, we'll be back a lot. You know, we're obviously Carol and I both, you know, from here. Ames will always be home for us. And, you know, looking forward to coming back this fall and cheering on the football team and obviously keeping a close watch on what happens with everything here on forward, you know, with the coaches. Coaching search and obviously giving the guys great support for their season next year.
Hey, Fred, when you met with the media at 1 o'clock today, you had not met with the team yet. I'm curious, you said that you've done that now. Can you, as much as you're comfortable doing, take us inside the, you know, the Sukup facility there and give us some specifics on what that meeting was like with you and the guys.
Well, I'll just, you know, I'm not going to, you know, divulge too much on what we talked about, but, you know, just some of the key points. You know, that I gave them is the biggest thing. I just told them how proud I was of them for hanging in there and sticking together when all the rumors and speculation was going on, you know, over the last, you know, really several weeks, you know, and obviously I wasn't commenting on any of that because it was rumor at the time. And, you know, the guys really found a way to bond and get through it as a group. And, you know, it's a close knit group of guys anyway, but, you know, I think they even became closer with get together and, you know, even though they were all over the country and, you know, Yorgos being over in Europe, they talked, you know, by group message and the group chats, you know, they did that every day. So, you know, this is a group going into next season. I think they're going to be on a mission to do something special. You know, we, again, just, you know, big thing we talked about, you know, with that group is as long as they stick together and have each other's back that, you know, they're going to be fine. And I truly believe that's a team that's, you know, that's built for and is going to compete. You know, for championships next year, and I know they're excited about that and have high expectations for themselves.
Coach Hoiberg joins us on the Griptite Foundation Repair Hotline. Coach, for those that didn't get a chance to hear the press conference today, you addressed some really specific things. If it's okay, I'd just like you to touch on these as much as you'd like. One of them was kind of this conspiracy theory. Chris and I have been hearing the last couple of days also regarding TJ Otzelberger that some sort of deal might have been in place. I know you've heard this and you kind of addressed this in the press conference. Can you just kind of go through that again?
Sure. Yeah. When I brought TJ back, it was for one reason, and that's because, you know, I believed in him and thought he'd do a great job coming in here. And, you know, Matt Abdelmossi was great for us. You know, he really did a good job building up relationships and had recruited. You know, a lot of the players that were on our roster, you know, the big thing with TJ is he had great relationships. You know, the first time around, you know, before Jameel went to Marquette, TJ was the lead recruiter. You know, Deontay Burke, TJ's known him for a long time. You know, Matt Thomas, Naz Long, George Niang, he was very involved in the recruiting process the first time around. And, you know, he had those relationships. And I thought that was very important, you know, transition to a new coach when Matt left. And plus, you know, just what he did to help me, you know, on the floor, on the court stuff. He did a great job of scouting reports, you know, and is recruited at a high level at Iowa State. So that was the sole reason I brought TJ back. There was nothing more to that.
Fred, one of the first times, I think it may have been the first time I ever met you, it was Craig Brackens. He was being drafted that night, and I'll never forget it. You had a piece of paper that you, early in the night, you had written where you thought Craig was going to go.
Oh, this is like draft day. Come on.
Yeah, no.
Did he really do this?
Yes, this is the truth. I was with Rick Brown from the Des Moines Register, and Fred, you showed it to us. We told you to write it on the piece of paper, and then after Craig was drafted, he went to the exact spot where you had predicted that he would go. And what I took from that, and throughout this entire process is just how much passion you have for the process of, you know, putting together a team, being an NBA front office guy. Now you're a coach. How much of that is the draft coming up in 3 weeks? Just that type of the NBA business are you looking forward to really sinking your teeth into?
Well, I really did enjoy that process, Chris. I thought it was, you know, the four of the best years as far as experience. It helped me, you know, even with, you know, the 5 years I was here at Iowa State. It obviously will help me moving forward. I developed such great relationships, and, you know, I think that's the reason why, you know, a lot of the guys, teams that have reached out to me, those are friends of mine that I developed relationships with from when I was working in the front office. You know, it's a very close-knit fraternity when you're in that NBA circle and, you know, playing for 10 and you know, having one transition here after my first surgery and working in the front office. You know, you just, you know, like I said, you develop a very good friendship. And that's been it's been fun for me to get reacquainted with a lot of those people and just the text messages and calls that I've gotten from a lot of those guys. And, you know, I'm looking forward to it. Just sitting in, you know, Gar Forman's office the last few days and, you know, making calls to agents about, you know, different workouts and, you know, trying to piece together, you know, summer league team and, you know, talking about potential free agents. That's you know, life that I've lived, and I'm looking forward to getting back into that.
What about Doug McDermott? It's interesting that two Ames High guys are going to be reuniting in the National Basketball Association. We were just talking about another one, Harrison Barnes, before you came on with us. What I know you said in your press conference you've met with the new players on your team. What was that meeting with Doug like?
Well, it was great. He's such a good kid. I actually was sitting in my new office at the AdvoCare Center in Chicago, and I was looking out my window, and Doug was out there working out. I think he hit about 200 in a row. So I'm really excited about getting the opportunity to coach Doug. You know, having you know, it's really a season, the first time probably with some adversity with you know, playing a little bit, then having the injury, and then, you know, being out of the rotation. I know it's difficult for him, but you know, I think he'll fit into how we play very well. You know, gain his confidence back. Hopefully this summer with mini camp and into the summer league workout in Las Vegas. And then carry that over into training camp. But it was really good. It was a good meeting. And like I said, I'm really looking forward to coaching them.
Fred, last thing for you. I know how difficult these last few weeks have been from you. I watched an interview you did with Keith Murphy, who's also here on KXNO for WHO-TV. You know, there's some stuff being flung at you on social media. It's a sign of the times. For an Iowa State fan who, you know, is a little sour maybe that you're going to be the head coach of the Chicago Bulls, if you could address them right now, what would you say to that fan who's listening to us?
Well, it's a good question. I get it, first and foremost. I understand, you know, with everything that we've been through and all the support that I've got, you know, from the Iowa State community and Cyclone Nation. It's tough. It was very hard. And, you know, I want everybody to know, you know, there weren't many situations that I would leave Iowa State for. This happened to be one of them. And, you know, the timing of it, you know, Jamie Pollard said it best on the tailgate tour. You can't, you know, time these situations, unfortunately, when they come available. You know, but this was one that, you know, I kind of had, if it came available, I would listen to. And it's, you know, it's tough, I guess, Chris, leaving, you know, the fans that have supported me my whole life. You know, but again, I'm going to be back a lot. I'm always going to cheer on the Cyclones. I'm an alum of this university, and you know, I'm going to be there as much as I can. You know, but also obviously I've got a big important job to do now in Chicago. But it's been five of the best years of my life. There's no doubt about that. But you know, when you have goals and aspirations of getting to that top level, which I always have, you know, I've always kept Jamie Pollard loose on everything going on. You know, this is really the first year that I entertained seriously, you know, this opportunity, even though I have talked to teams in the past. This is the first time I ever let it get to negotiation. So, you know, when I think it shows when, you know, there's a, you know, maybe five jobs in the world that you leave, you know, this job for, that shows how much I loved it, the passion I have for this place. And the other thing that I'm comfortable with is how I think we've really left Iowa State basketball in a great spot, in a healthy spot moving forward for whoever is hired as coach, you know, not only for next year, but to be able to come in and recruit, have a great season, show what you can do, hopefully for many years to come. So that's something that we take great pride in, is that Iowa State basketball is in a very good spot right now.
Fred, you got to keep the mayor on your Twitter, all right, man? That's for me to you.
I got you, pal. I got you.
Hey, you don't mess with Rahm Emanuel, okay, man? He just looks like he looks like a dude you don't want to cross, Fred, so get on his good side.
Fred, thanks for everything. I appreciate appreciate all your support. Have a great day.